Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome back to another episode of the Mind Your Fitness podcast with me, your host, Thomas James Fowler, aka the Fitness and Mindset Coach. Bollocks. So, as always, unedited, unscripted, got a thought in my head and we're just going to roll with it. So I'm currently bumbling around the house, doing a little bit of tidying up. You can hear the dog. She's having a good old scratch. So, for some reason, yesterday's episode didn't publish, which is frustrating because I was hoping to get another I wanted to get one episode in every single day this week, which is Mental Health Awareness Week 2023. But yeah, for whatever reason, yesterday's didn't publish. So, frustrating, but we move. So, last night, after I had quite a busy day yesterday, I've been knee-deep in studying, and I just finished another module on one of my mental health courses. More to come with that. I'll happily share that in a couple of weeks. My wife had to have a tooth pulled out, so she was a little bit beaten up yesterday. So we just had a really chilled one. But what we did do is we watched the documentary that Matt Willis has put together around alcohol. And his addiction with alcohol. And I got to admit, it was a tough watch because I come from a childhood of an alcoholic parent. So it was quite triggering at times, but it was really, really insightful because they shared stories of, well, there were these two young girls in Scotland in particular. And they were sort of sharing the impact that their parents alcoholism had on them and has on them, should I say. And it's true, like the impact is far greater than the individual that has the addiction. Now, we all have certain traits, should we say, that we don't like about ourselves or you know, ways to improve. You know, I'm a huge advocate of continuous improvement and, you know, self-development. Because no one's the finished article. And if you think you're the finished article, you're wrong. There is always, always something extra you can do to better yourself. But anyway, nevertheless, it just really got me thinking that how many people out there actually live with alcoholic parents, an alcoholic partner, or, you know, someone with addiction? And what are they actually doing for their coping mechanism? Because like I said, It's hard for the addict. Like, it is hard. You can't just switch it off. You can't just be like, oh, do you know what? I'm going to wake up this morning and I'm not going to be addicted to smoking. I'm not going to be addicted to drinking, like heroin, whatever. Anabolic steroids. It literally doesn't matter. That person is suffering. Whether or not we choose to agree with it or we like it or whatever. And it's hard. Trust me. I've had I grew up with an alcoholic parent. It's fucking hard. However, sometimes you have to just sort of step back and look at the world in a different light, I guess. So what I want to know is from people, like, if you are in a similar situation, you're in a similar position, you have somebody in your life that has an addiction, what are you doing to focus on you, and what are you doing to look after yourself? Because you are the most important person in your life. And as a parent, yeah, that's hard to say because my kids are my world. But if I'm not here, and if I'm not the most important person in my world, how can I be there for them? So hit me up on Instagram at mindyourfitnessofficial and let me know your thoughts because I'd love to hear them.